Hachette Audio presents The Last Neanderthal, a novel written by Claire Cameron, read by Lisa Stathopoulos and Casey Turner. Our deeds still travel with us from afar, and what we have been makes us what we are. George Eliot, Middlemarch. Prologue. They didn't think as much about what was different. There was good reason for this, as they lived in small family groups. Every day was spent among people who were similar to them. The bodies that sat around the fire shared the same kind of cowlick at the backs of their heads, or the same laugh, or teeth that were equally crooked. Every time a head turned to look, a body could find one part of itself in another. It's because of their similarities to us that I can speak for them when I say that much of what you've heard isn't true. They were kind and clever. They had hands with opposable thumbs and a light dusting of hair on the backs. They had hearts that throbbed in their chests when they saw certain people, and this happened more than you might expect. Their brains were larger than ours by about 10%. Many of us have inherited up to 4% of their DNA, and now that both genomes have been sequenced, we know that theirs differed from ours by only about 0.12%. To be fair, these slight variations are significant. They had a sensitive patch of skin on the gums above the front teeth. By curling up the top lip, they could.